What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Hey, you are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree, and I'm the host of the show, as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, and rest for Black women. Yes, Black girl, for you and you and you and you and me. This space is for us. All right, so I do have a rewind episode for you. It's from 2023, but it is so timely. I'm going to be talking about creasing that damn page, sis. Crease the page. And I'm bringing this up, or I'm doing a rewind episode on this, because a lot of us are scared to make mistakes. We're dealing with fear and anxiety. We're afraid to be seen. We want to start a business, but we can't because we can't show up and be visible. We're just sometimes afraid to make our mark on life because it can be messy. We might make a mistake. It could be hard. The world's going to see it. It's not going to look perfect anymore. And so I dealt with that last year. And I'm still dealing with this, by the way. Okay. I'm just letting you know. But I had a revelation last year, and I want to share that with you. So that's what you're going to hear after the jump. However, before I get to that, real quick, this is going to just take a second. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but y'all, speaking of showing up, haven't really been on like Zoom type meetups in quite some time. I've been doing my own thing and just living my life and some other things. But this Monday, if you're listening to this episode on November 4th, this Monday, okay, at 5 p.m. Pacific, or specific, as some of us say, 5 p.m. Pacific, was at 8 p.m. Eastern. You and I, if you're available, we're going to get on Zoom for an hour, and we're going to make space for just room to breathe and to be, okay? So we're going to gather and be. That's the name of this series I want to be doing on Zoom, Gather and Be, aka Breathing Room for Us. And I want to do it the day before elections because it's a big deal. And I put a poll on Instagram or Threads or whatever. I'm on Threads now, y'all. Shout out to me. Look at God. Won't he do it? Because you know I don't like social media like that. But I put a thread out maybe like a week or so or a week or two ago. And I was just saying, like, Black girl, how you feeling? What's going on? And a lot of people said, or a lot of Black women, I don't care about what the other people said, a lot of Black women were saying they're a little anxious. They're feeling some kind of way. They're a little nervous about what potentially can happen this week, okay? I've run a few scenarios through my mind. If you listen to last week's episode of this podcast, I've touched upon it just a little bit. But y'all, first of all, I want to say it's going to be all right. What's going to be is going to be. But we're going to be okay. We're going to make it do what it do, okay? We're going to be okay. But I wanted to invite you into this space on Zoom. So again, today, Monday, November 4th, okay, on Zoom, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to give you the link in the show notes, but I'm going to give it to you right now too. Write it down, sis, because you're going to forget. Set a timer because I want to see you, all right? But it's going to be tinyurl.com/browngirlselfcare. Again, tiny, you know, like little tiny. So tinyurl.com BrownGirlSelfCare. Okay. So I hope to see you. We're going to just make space to be and talk and connect and just, you know, do what we do in building village and sisterhood, because that's what it's all about right now, now more than ever. Okay. So now with that said, I'm going to go ahead and get you into that episode. All right. Have a good week. So today's episode is about making your mark on life, aka creasing the page. I know you're probably like, what are you talking about? Creasing the page. The reason why I keep saying that is because I had this kind of like aha moment last week, and it all had to do with creasing a page in a book. Sounds very simple, sounds very basic. I know that. I know it sounds crazy, but sometimes the simplest things that we do can lead to great awareness or even transformation. These things that we're doing as we continue embracing and reclaiming our liberation, our freedom, our health, our wellness, our joy, our peace, our love, like all these things, right? Our overall well-being, these things that we're doing, they're important. They're important and they matter. And the more aware you are, I feel like the more you're going to be able to make room to embrace these things. And again, sometimes the smallest thing that you do on this journey are going to lead to sometimes the biggest results or the biggest mindset shifts or the biggest ahas or whatever you want to put in there. So I'm reading this book. This book is, by the way, called Meditations by Marcus Aurelius. It was translated by this other guy. I don't know his name, but again, the book is called Meditations by Marcus Aurelius. And Marcus Aurelius, from what I understand, was a Roman emperor and a philosopher. And he wrote some amazing thoughts in regards to just life and wellness and morality, or just living your life and God and spirituality, like just life. Okay. Just some life thoughts. I don't really know the background behind the book. My only assumption can be that he was journaling or writing his thoughts on how to be a better version of himself or how to live a better life. But if you want to check the book out, because I'm telling you, there were some aha moments in this book. And this is why I creased the page, because after I read a certain part of it, I literally almost threw the book at the wall. I promise you, I almost, you know how you have those moments, like for example, I'm being dramatic here, but you know how we be saying it snatched my edges, or I was about to take my wig off and wave my wig, like just those real moments. That's how I felt as I was reading this book. I'm only about maybe a quarter of the way, or a fifth of the way through the book, which is good for me, because this is a book that I am intentional about slowing down on and reading and rereading the pages. And that's how I got to the creasing of the page. So here was the dilemma, y'all. So I'm reading the pages and I read some things and I was just like, oh my God, he is really, this man wrote this like 1,000 or 2,000 years ago, and it still applies certain things for me to this day. Thousands, hundreds, decades later, however you want to look at it, right? Now, I know these are not his original words from what I understand. The way he wrote it initially, you got to be like a brain surgeon to understand how they wrote back then. So someone translated it, but the elements of what he's saying are still there. And some of the stuff he's talking about, or some of the stuff he said, y'all, I was just like, whew. For example, let's see. I'm just quickly finding two of the things that I read right around where I creased the page. So hopefully these resonate. So here we go. So one of the things he wrote, this is Marcus Aurelius. He said, yes, keep on degrading yourself, soul, but soon your chance at dignity will be gone. Everyone gets one life. Yours is almost used up. And instead of treating yourself with respect, you have entrusted your own happiness to the souls of others. Ciao. Here's another thing that he wrote. I think I said the devil is a lie on this one. Ignoring what goes on in other people's souls. No one ever came to grief that way. But if you won't keep track of what your own soul's doing, how can you not be unhappy? I'll read that last line again. If you won't keep track of what your own soul is doing, how can you not be unhappy? Y'all, when I tell, look, I just slammed the book. Did you hear that? Y'all, when I tell you, I was ready to fight somebody after reading some of this because the way he just snatched me up with some of the stuff he said, I'm like, what is life right now? What is life right now? So anyway, here we go to creasing the page. And this is what I want to talk to you about. So when I got to around that spot, I knew that I wanted to come back to that. But here was the dilemma. I didn't have a bookmark. And I struggled. I'm not even kidding you. I struggled with my desire to crease the page. I struggled with the desire to crease a page in a book that I purchased that came to me unmarked, brand new, uncrumpled, clean slate. Have you ever struggled with that before? Leaving your mark on a book because you're like, oh man, I don't want to mess this book up. Sometimes we get it in our minds that life is meant to be lived in a pretty way all the time. So that might be for some people not getting creases in your tennis shoes. Don't come for me. I'm not a sneakerhead, but I heard that that's very important and you can't because you'll ruin them or something. I don't know. It could be you not wanting to crease a page in a book. It could be you doing a number of things, but let me bring it back to me. So I'm not making it seem like I'm talking about everyone because I'm not. But I just kind of have lived through life afraid to crease the page, afraid to make my mark, afraid to maybe make a mistake. It's a $15 book, sis, and you're afraid to crease the page. Here's the thing, though, that helped this thing that helped me in this way was that me being afraid to crease a page, me being afraid to make my mark. Yeah, it's about the book, I guess, on a very small scale. But what I took from that was because, again, like we've talked about before, how we do one thing is how we will do a lot of things. So it's not about the book. It's not about the book. I mean, it is, but in the grand scheme of things, it's not about the book. You feel me? Me being afraid to crease that damn page, me being afraid to make my mark, me being afraid to not do it right. So, oh, I might make a mistake. I might crease it wrong. How you crease a damn page wrong, by the way? But, oh, I might not do it. It might look ugly. It might be ugly once I've made this one crease of the page. I might mess it up. That is the theme for my life in certain areas. That has been the main theme of my life. Being afraid to do something wrong. Being afraid to make my mark. And you know, like making your mark in a book, really for me, making my mark is about being seen. Leaving my mark in that book for me is about being seen.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There are opportunities, y'all, that I have turned down because I did not feel like I was good enough to, quote unquote, leave my mark or crease the page. Things I've never even shared, talked about on the podcast. Things I said no to or hid away from because I was afraid to leave my mark. I was afraid to show up. I was afraid to do something imperfectly. I was afraid to put myself out there in a way that I could not take it back.
Hey girl, it's Bree popping on real quick to let you know you are not going crazy. PMS and perimenopause are no joke when it comes to those hormonal shifts and how they affect us. So if you've been feeling those shifts like I am right now, you are definitely not alone. Because let me tell you, lately I have been dealing with hot flashes and just feeling super exhausted, and girl, it's just a lot. So I'm super excited right now about Estro Control by Happy Mammoth. Estro Control was created to help us feel like ourselves all throughout the month. It helps maintain optimal hormone levels and it eases those mild mood shifts while also supporting our menstrual cycles, plus skin, bone, and joint health. It's nature inspired, which I love, and just might help you feel a bit more like, well, honestly, you again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SELFCARE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code SELFCARE for 15% off today.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Have you ever gone onto Instagram and you posted something? Let's say you spent half an hour creating a little post or a reel or something like that. You posted, and because Instagram be Instagramming and the algorithm be algorithming, you look up and crickets are chirping. No one has liked, or maybe you get like a couple of likes from your mama and them, and then so you delete the post because you're embarrassed. You put yourself out there and you're embarrassed, so you delete the post, or I think there's a way you can hide the post, or whatever you do, you get rid of that post because nobody liked it. Maybe some people saw it. You don't know. But because we have put so much, we're so heavily invested in the like and living for the like, we're afraid to crease the page. We're afraid to leave our mark. We're afraid to put ourselves out there in case we quote unquote do it wrong, right? We're afraid to be seen. That's what creasing the page represents for me. That's what making your mark, you know, in that book, or making my mark, you know, with highlighters or creasing the page or bending, you know, that's what it represents for me. The more I thought about it, I was like, this, I, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes, again, it's the simplest things, but if you just kind of follow the trail, not in a judging way, but in an open way where you're like, get curious about it. You, there is so much about you to uncover that all it requires to start is just a curiosity and a, like a willingness to do it in a non-harsh, judgy, critical way, which is hard for me. I'm very hard on myself. I'm very critical of myself. Even now, yes, absolutely. That's why it's hard for me to crease the page. That's why it's hard for me to crease the page. That's why it's hard for me to make my mark. That's why it's hard for me to show up. Why do you think you don't see me often on Instagram? Well, let me take that back. Side note, you don't see me often on Instagram because I don't like to post on social media. I don't like to do it. But I'm talking about when I do, like the pictures of me is what I'm talking about. How often do you see me on like a live? When's the last time you've seen me in a video? I have been so afraid to leave my mark. I've been so afraid to quote unquote crease the page and do something possibly imperfectly or something that I can't take back or mess something up or mar something in some way that I don't show up in that way because it's out of my comfort zone. I'm very comfortable speaking to this phone and having this pseudo conversation with you, but don't ask me to speak. Don't ask me to be on nobody's stage. Don't ask me to be on nobody's video, nobody's camera, because it's a no for me. It's a no for me. It's a no. But I know that I was put here to get out of my comfort zone. I know that that's what this next level is requiring of me. And so your girl is going to be doing some videos very soon. I have some guests that are going to be coming on the show very soon. So look for that in the next month or two, because I'll be recording the interviews this month and next month, by the way. And these videos, the audio will be on the podcast, but at some point these actual videos of these conversations that I'm going to be having are going to be on YouTube so that you can actually see me have these conversations. Do I want to do this? Like, willingly? Hell no, I don't. But I don't want to live a life where I have left pages of my life uncreased. You follow? I don't want to live a life where I'm just so in my comfort zone, I never break past my internal barriers. These barriers that were built up because I needed them at a time. Maybe there was a time in my life where it was just like, no, sis, do not make your mark. Do not crease your pages because this is going to get, it's going to be, maybe I just didn't feel safe to do so for whatever reason is my point. But those things that were set up to, I guess, protect me, if you will, in some strange way, now they're a hindrance. Now, again, I've got things to do, but I'm afraid to do them because I don't want to look stupid. I don't want to do something I can't take back. I don't want to do it wrong. I don't want to mess up something that's already physically perfect by inserting myself. You know what I'm saying? These are the thoughts that I have filtering through my mind on a day-to-day basis, unconsciously. This is the programming that I have, you know, that is dictating the moves that I make or don't make. And enough's enough. Enough is enough. So let me tell you what I did with that book. I tell you what, I took that book, I creased the damn page, okay? Nothing happened. Nothing happened. I creased the page. The world did not implode. And I took a highlighter, highlighted some of those quotes, and took a pen and wrote in the damn book. This is huge for me because I cannot tell you when is the last time I wrote in a book outside of a book that is intentionally meant to be written in, like a journal or something like that. I cannot tell you. And even then, you know what? Even then, there are times where I will get, you know, the journals that, like, for example, I'm right now on week two of, if you go to Instagram, I mentioned a journal. It's the last post that I did. It's called Radical Permission, if I'm not mistaken. And it's by Sonya Renee Taylor and, oh gosh, is it Adrian Marie Brown or something like that? Anyway, it's on my Instagram. Even when I buy journals like that, the old Brie will be like, oh, let me not mess up these pages. So I'm going to write those questions that they ask in a blank journal and then write it in there because I might want to come back to this later and, you know, do the journal again a year from now. Or I might want to give this to someone and then it's going to be ruined, right? Like just thinking those kind of thoughts. And that to me is also, when I think about how I didn't want to write in a journal that's specifically meant for writing, that to me speaks to my belief in lack and my conditioning of lack. Think about that. If I write in this, I'm going to ruin it. That means I might have to buy another, but what if you can't buy another journal? What if they don't make the journal anymore, right? It's all connected, but I promise you, when you do the smallest things, like in my case, creasing the page, highlighting in a book, writing in a book, like it may not sound like much, and you think that the things that you are doing every day as you embrace your freedom, as you embrace your healing, as you embrace your joy, as you embrace protecting your peace, as you embrace growth and just all the beautiful things that we, you know, deserve to have and be, they're not going to be like these always huge, big things. The smaller things can lead you to the biggest transformations. So whether you're struggling with putting yourself out there, whether you're struggling with leaving your mark, whether you're struggling with walking in your purpose, whether you're struggling with loving yourself, whether you're struggling with, I don't know, just whatever you might be struggling with right now, it doesn't matter. But I want you to remember that the things that you are doing, like listening to this podcast, listening to the podcasts of others, being in community with other Black women, going for a 5-minute walk every day, deciding that you're going to drink water and put down the Dr. Pepper for just one day. Like, I don't care how small you think it is. It matters, and it's going to make a difference in your life. It's going to make a difference. It's going to help you to just continue to expand. It's going to help you to show up differently. It's going to help to expand your mind. It's going to just help you in so many different ways. This healing work that we're doing is helping me tremendously. It's just, my life has changed so much in the last few years from thinking that I just could do nothing or wasn't good enough to still struggling with that. Don't get it twisted. Still struggling with that, but it's just different now. I when you start to do things like creasing the page, leaving your mark, putting yourself out there, showing up authentically, like I'm still afraid to do things. I'm still afraid to do some things, not all things. I'm still afraid to do some things, but the more you continue to, I keep saying crease the page, the more you continue to crease the page in your life, the more pages in your life that you crease, the more times that you show up imperfectly no matter what, the more times you don't, for example, delete that Instagram post even if nobody liked it. Because a lot of us are living our lives for likes. We're not going to talk about that right now. But the more we begin to do these things, it's going to enable you to live your life differently. You're going to be able to show up differently. You're going to be able to do things even when you're afraid. You're still going to be able to do them. And that's what counts. So I don't know what ways you're holding yourself back. For me, Again, something as simple as creating the page led me to a profound aha about how I still am doing some of the things that I'm doing and still have some of these rooted mindsets that I have. But I want you just to pay attention. Pay attention. Don't be so quick to move on to the next thing. If you notice something kind of come up where you can question, like, why am I doing this? Why am I afraid to do this? Why am I thinking this way? Or why am I feeling like this about doing something so simple? Like, meet that resistance where it is. Again, no judgment, no criticizing, no harshness. You know what I'm saying? It's just about being curious and exploring and seeing if there's something in there that resonates that you can pull out that will help you continue to move forward in your healing and your self-awareness too. Doesn't mean that it's going to magically solve, you know, world hunger, or now you're magically just hashtag living your best life. No, there's just work to be done. But I promise you, like, that self-awareness that will enable you to question why, for example, you're afraid to crease a page. Why you're afraid to break up with someone that clearly has no love for you. Why you're afraid to have a hard conversation with someone that continues to, you know, treat you in a certain way. Or why you continue going to a certain job when really you have your heart set on working at company ABC. You know what I'm saying? Or it could be a number of things, really. But getting curious about those situations are going to really, like, crack that window open and let some fresh air in and some light so you can kind of see what's going on within you and in your environment. So we need that. We need to be able to identify those quote-unquote crease the page moments and dive into them, explore them. Don't be afraid of them. Okay? Well, all right, y'all. So that is it for this week's episode. Before I go, I just want to thank you for everyone that is a part of this community, for every share, every like, every comment, every email, every review. I appreciate you 1,000,000%. This show would not be what it is without you. So thank you for your support. And yeah, that's it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. If you have any questions, I would love to hear from you. You can email me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, that's connect@browngirlselfcare.com. And that's it for this week's episode. I will talk to you next Monday on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast.